Everybody, this is David. We are live. We're live at Charlie Kirk's Memorial. You can see in the background is the State Farm building. Now, there's a lot of security around here, so I don't know how long I can keep broadcasting. I don't want to get too close because they might, I don't know, put me in a straitjacket or something. But you can see up in the sky, they've got helicopters and all kinds of security around here. And they're doing a great job. This isn't anything toward law enforcement or whatever. They just want to make sure that everyone is protected. The reason I'm here, we have secret security inside. We have law enforcement. But the reason I'm here is because we, you and I, are God's secret service, okay? What does that mean? That means you and I, who are believers, who are Christians, we are able to go in, bind the demons, cast them out, a hedge of protection over the building, and that's exactly what we're going to do now, okay? If you'll join me, I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for being here. I can't really read chat that much because of the sunlight that we're here, but I'm just thanking God so much for Charlie Kirk's life. You know, his life didn't mean much to me until he died, and when he died, all of a sudden, something happened inside of me. And I don't know if you feel the same way or not, but it woke me up. You know, it triggered me to see what was really going on. This man would have a conversation with people. And so I just am sad that I wasn't there when all this happened in Utah, that I could have cast those demons out, or there wasn't Christians there to cast the demons out. But it's never too late, because his wife, Erica, is going to carry the torch. And so I also want to pray for her and her two children, that family, the extended family. And then we've got elected officials in here. We've got, you know, people that are higher ups in government and so forth. They need protection. And so we're here as God's Secret Service to ask God for protection. Now, here's the way we're going to do it. And I want to explain something to you. I released many videos. You can catch them on DavidHebner.tv on the shooter, who I believe was programmed multiple. And this is where your personalities are split. Inside the building over here, I'm sure there are probably programmed multiples. I'm sure there are demonic influences that no one knows about, because, you know, law enforcement can go through your bags. They can have surveillance cameras, but what they can't do is see what's inside someone's heart, okay? And so what we do as Christians, we can detect that, and we have the power to cast those demons out, and that's exactly what we're going to do now. If you'll just be with me, and if God leads you to be with me as we cast out these evil spirits in the name of Jesus, we command you demon of destruction, you demon of hurt, you demon of deception, any dark spirits, we command you in the name of Jesus to come out of that building. You come out now. You are put back into the pits of hell. Any program multiples, we hereby bind you. You will not be triggered. There will not any harm happen to this building, these people. And we thank you, Lord, for giving us this right and this power. In Jesus' name. Now, after we cast out the demons, which I know we've done, and right now, if you hear people getting sick inside here, it could be because they had a demon, they got sick. We'll wait and see. But now we're going to cover it in the blood of Jesus, okay? The blood of Jesus, we cover it. Now, this is not some weird, you know, cult thing going on. This is standing on the blood of Jesus for protection. And we anoint this and cover it in the blood of Jesus, okay? And so that's what we do when we cast out the demons, then we ask God's protection. That's what he gives us, is his protection, okay? So I'm so glad you guys are here with me. I wish I could check chat, but unfortunately, it won't let me do it. I know Kay is here. Kay, thank you for being here. Michael's here. We have a lot of people here. God bless you all for being here. Folks, we got to start taking care of God's people. We as God's secret service need to go in, bind the demons, paralyze them, cast them back into hell so they can't wreak havoc on God's people, all right? So now I want to pray for Charlie's wife, and I want to pray for his children. I ask, Lord, for protection, supernatural protection, holy protection over Charlie's wife, his children, his extended family, her extended family, the friends, relatives, acquaintances. I ask for protection over this building and ask for protection over Turning Point, and ask protection over this city, that no harm will come to God's people, no weapon formed against it will come to God's people. I'm so honored that you guys would be with me here at the State Farm building. You know, there's a lot of people watching the what's going on inside, and that's great. I'm glad you're there. But really, I'm more concerned about what's going on inside people's hearts, and I'm more concerned about the safety and also people waking up and seeing what's really going on. I'm talking about in the spirit, folks, in the spirit, okay? So we came all this way just to stand out here. I know I can't get closer. They'll stop me, probably start questioning me. I'm close enough. You don't need to be on the premise. But I wanted to come all the way here so that we could do this. I think God honors it. I know he's honoring you for being with me. And I know you've been praying for Charlie's family, and I know you've been hurt just like me. You know, I can't explain it, but there's something going on. It's a definite turning point, all right? So I love you guys. I appreciate you all. I really wish I could read your messages, but the sun is just so bright out here that I can't do it. But I know that there's many people with us today. And anyway, all right. I love you guys. Put in chat what Charlie has done for your life, how he's affected you, and also how you would like to see this turning point in this country and in the world, how you would like to see things go. All right, folks, it's exposing the enemy. It's exposing the evil. But we as God's children have to carry forth the spiritual sword. And we're the ones, we're the winners, okay? Greater is he who is in me than he. Okay, I think I'm back on, folks. What happened was we overheated and out there, and of course the demons are not very happy, so you got to take that into consideration. So thanks for sticking with me. I'm not sure how many people have stuck with me. Let's see in comments. Dan's here. God bless everyone. Thank you, Dan. I'm really trying hard to get to these comments. Kendra's here. Yes, we break any witchcraft. Thank you, Kendra. That's important. Witchcraft. Okay.
there's witchcraft that comes against these places. When you have this kind of thing, there's witches all over the world that are casting spells, but they have no power against God's power. That's the thing. So you don't need to be afraid of anything. All right. So I want to ask you guys, if you'll go to davidhebner.tv, if you're not a member, sign up. If you are, thank you for being a member. I appreciate it. We have a channel dedicated to Charlie. I'm going to keep it up for as long as I can, because he needs to keep his, I mean, we need to keep his memory alive and what he's done, even though I know his wife will do that. Thank you, Kay. Appreciate you being here. Dan, Kendra, thank you all. We need to keep his memory alive. If you need prayer, go to 844-806-0006. If you would like to support the ministry and know more about us, davidhebner.tv/give. And know more about Last Evangelist, lastevangelist.com. So once again, we're at the State Farm building, standing in front of it. We went blank for about 60 seconds. I guess the heat on the phone started frying it, started smoking, and or the demons, one escaped back from hell and came after the phone. But that's okay, because I'm not worried about it. All right. I love you guys. I appreciate you all so much. Thank you for being here. God bless everyone. In Jesus' name.